Hey everyone, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the rise of the micro brands. All right, well, today we have a very special episode. We have Fan Day, and the more I learned about the five guests that are going to be on here, the more incredible it was for me. Wait till you hear some of these stories and who has been listening and actually part of the Beard Nation. It's incredible. I can't wait. So anyways, Kellis, where are you?
Hey, welcome everyone. Hey. Welcome
to the show. Oh, there you are. Broken mic. Are you going to sign mic. Or what?
Is it not working?
Oh, it sounds like, you're going through an electrical storm or something, but that's okay. Fine.
Okay. We'll have to make do.
All right.
So let's get started. We got a bunch of exciting things going. This is our
Kels, you're going to have to, probably have to just go over this right now. So right now I'm in the fetal position while Kelsey goes and fixes his mic. Anyways, it was working 2 seconds ago. Trust me. We've got a special show. Not only do we have the five special guests on that we're going to be talking about, but we also have that giveaway. So at the end of the show, we're going to be giving away a set of AirPod Pros. So you had to enter the contest prior to the podcast, but at the end of the show, we are going to be giving that away. Also, just wanted to touch on a couple of things, a bit of housekeeping. If you are listening to this on a replay, you can skip ahead. You didn't win the AirPod Pros. So anyway, if you are on my personal page, flip over to Lunch with Norm or aka The Beard Guy, and you'll be able to hear the full episodes, highlights, and other forms of content. So waiting for Mr. Kelsey to come back on. Hopefully his mic is going to be okay.
That's better.
And now, hello? Kelsey, you're absolutely broken up, staticky. So, yeah, not sure if it's your headset or not. But anyways, let's welcome some of the people here. Tom, hey, great to see you. Nathan, great to see you. And anybody, this will be a fetal position show probably in the next few seconds if Kelsey can't get back on. But anyways, why don't we just sit back, relax? Yep.
Is this working now?
It's working now.
Okay, perfect. Okay, sorry. So we have all of our guests going. It's a live show. This happens. but we made it. So we have five awesome people. We got Dr. Kaz. We have Marsha, Simon, Mark, and Raja. So we're going to do this kind of like a single interview style. We'll bring up one at a time. And we actually have a bunch of different giveaways. I think we have a total five or six. Including some chocolates, some CO detectors, a foam, I believe it's a foam copper foam sanitizer. Marsha will explain later. But we got a bunch of different stuff.
I can explain, but...
It's going to be awesome. So, enjoy the show. We have Dr. Kaz up first, so I'll bring him up.
All right. And hey, Andrew, where are you in the world today? Usually you're Ethiopia or something like that. Dr. Kaz, how are you, sir?
Mr. Norm, doing very well, thank you.
It is a pleasure to have you on. I know that all five of you seem to be on every podcast and, you know, always ask some really great questions. So, hey, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you're doing? Oh, and by the way, thank you. We received a little package the other day and really appreciate, talk about quality products. I mean, everything that we talk about in this podcast, you have in your products. So congrats.
Well, thanks, Norm. Look, actually, what you're talking about is the kitchen leak detector and the CO detector. And I just was telling Kelsey, we'll be giving two packs away today. So that's up to you guys to figure that one out. But thanks for having us on, Norm. And you know what? I went through a list of all the nuggets and bazookas you've been giving us the past months. Kevin King, Wilfred with Search, PPC with Davril Pedersen, Tony Sega with eBay. These are things that he's actually helped me with personally, Norm. Carlos Alvarez with Amazon Live, yourself, of course, with press releases. The past 3 weeks, I've gone very, very strong in press releases. Great return, Norm. Thank you. Thank you to
you. You're very welcome.
And also Craig Darling, my friend, Google My Business, 10:30, another tutorial with him, private. So, Norm, you're bringing massive value, not just to the community, but to people like myself. You're taking us from here to here. And anyway, so I'm Dr. Cuz. I operate forensics detectors. Norm, to answer your first question, we do a lot of different gas detectors, very techie, geeky stuff, very high-tech electronics that not many people specialize in. I've been doing it for over 20 years. We sell carbon monoxide detectors to a variety of different industries, nitrogen dioxide detectors, toxic gas detectors, and, you know, they are off-the-shelf products, but a portion of my sales are specialized products that folks have to consult and call, and we have to specialize the products for certain situations. But that's basically it, Norm. That's what we do. We try and use Amazon. We're heavy on Amazon at the moment, probably about 40% selling through Amazon. We, as you could see behind me, we're doing our own warehousing. So we ship directly, merchant fulfilled. We have FBA and Shopify. And thanks again to Tony. He got me into the eBay. He inspired me to go to eBay, which was a good call. We have the Shopify integrations with Walmart, which, you know, it is small, but still something there.
Hey, Dr. Cuz, yes. How did you find getting on to Walmart? Was it easy? Was there a long waiting period? What did you think of that process?
It was straightforward, actually. I think it was, I was listening to Seller Sessions with Danny, and someone said, yeah, there's a plugin, an integration into Shopify. I popped it in, and bang, everything was up.
Within Walmart instantly?
Instantly. It was just, everything was sucked into Walmart. And I was up 24 hours, and it was very seamless, very painless.
So you didn't have to go through the application process?
No, actually, there was an application process, but for whatever reason, it was very quick. I was up very fast. It was painless. Again, it wasn't, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So that's basically it, Norm. And, you know, folks like myself, you know, we don't have any support anywhere other than yourself and some other folks that I personally listen to very, very carefully. I've been listening to you for over 3 years, Norm. 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah. I remember first seeing you in one of the podcasts. It was live, and this man with a beard comes on. And everyone's like, yeah, Norm, he's got 5 factories in China. He's got 10 brands. He's doing 8 plus figures. He's got 2 Lamborghinis. I'm like, dude, I have to check this guy out and follow him very carefully.
I don't have the Lamborghinis, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that was not a joke.
Not my style.
I know, you're a very modest man. Actually, I listened to you on Danny's podcast a few days ago. You're a very modest man.
That's funny to hear. I was going to say 3 years ago, did I even have a beard? But yep, it's been growing for a bit. Matter of fact, I was just telling Marsha this. I almost lost the whole beard. And I don't know if you saw it back then, but I came out looking like Yosemite Sam because I had burnt them during a barbecue or grilling. And all right here got, and all it was like this. And it looked like, yeah, the cartoon Yosemite Sam. So I'm really curious. Well, first of all, Tony Segar has been absolutely fantastic too. I mean, he's been in, I know he's helped a lot of our listeners, you know, just, hey, people reached out to him and they got advice from him and he's awesome. eBay is one of these hidden treasures.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like eBay, guys, 8 years ago or 10 years ago, everybody was selling on eBay and it turned out to suck. It really did. It was a horrible platform for people selling brands. I got off of it. Everybody I knew got off of it. And they were how Amazon's treating a lot of private label sellers right now. But they've come back, and not only are they helpful, you get a dedicated rep. Your integration, like through Ink Frogger or whatever you want to use, is uber easy. They have brand pages. They have all sorts of things that you can sell. And one of the podcasts I was saying that we had a client that had hazmat issues 5 times in a row. And we took 3 of their products and ended up selling $150,000 a month on eBay. Mm-hmm. Now, what, I mean, these were good products, but even on Amazon, you know, it was, I think they sold a little bit more on Amazon, but eBay killed it for them. That doesn't happen. That was a home run for eBay.
Right.
But yeah, when you said eBay and all these other outlets, it's great. I'm glad you got that exposure. I'm glad Tony was able to help you out on that too.
Actually, you know, all these people are inspirations. I actually didn't follow up with Tony, but again, the point is you're planting nuggets in folks like myself, and we go off. Sometimes we do contact. For example, I have contacted Craig. I have not contacted Tony, but the process he inspired me was so easy, and we got into eBay thanks to Tony. So kudos, Tony. Cheers, mate.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
So I know Tony's product too, and we got one showing up at the door one day, and it's incredible. Like, I thought I was a good branding guy. Tony knows how to package.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, his product is incredible. So if there was, Kelsey, okay, so what are we doing?
I'm just throwing in, it's, we'll have like 3 more minutes and then we'll go up to the next one.
You're such a, okay. All right. See, man, oh man. I give him a timeout, but what is, if you think of something that you got off of the show, I know you said a few things. Was there any one single piece of information that's really helped you out?
Let me see. You know, I don't think there is one, to be honest, Norm. You know, as I went through my list of my favorites and I was thinking about this exact question the past few days, you know, I just love when you bring the quality guests on that give us the bazookas. You wanted another name for nuggets, the bazookas and actionable items. And those folks like Kevin King, yourself, Wilfred, Tony, Craig, there are so many quality people you're bringing on that give these actionable items. And I know sometimes it could be superficial or it could be a repeat, but we need that information to be repeated multiple times. So keep doing a great job, Norm, and thank you. Thanks again.
Hey, you're very welcome, and thanks for coming on.
You bet.
Okay, awesome. So thank you, Dr. Kaz. Next, I believe we have Raja. So I'm going to go add Raja up. Okay. There he is.
Oh, hey, how's it going, sir?
I'm really awesome. First of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. And how about you, Norm?
I'm doing okay. So before we get into it, guys, if you want to hear some really cool things that are happening, our fans, we've got 4 more to talk to today. Wait till you hear some of their stories. It will blow you away. I was shocked to hear some of the stuff that's happening. Like Raja here, he's very well known all over. And we'll get into a couple of nuggets here in a second from him, or bazookas, Tony, or Tony. Dr. Kaz. All right. Bazookas does sound a lot better than nuggets. Anyway, look, if you've got people that want to learn a bit more, here's some really incredible stories about brands building their Amazon or Shopify or e-commerce stores. Tag them. Get them on. Get them listening to today's episode because it is cool. It might not be our typical guests. However, these are fans that have done incredible things with their brands. And Raja, you're very well known in the e-com world. So why don't we talk a little bit about you and what you're doing?
Sure. So the very first thing is that, like right now, I'm running an agency called ecommanagers.com. We are providing A to Z Amazon account management services, like which actually starts from finding the profitable products till after sales services, like which includes a content, ranking, PPC, my favorite topic, and after sales services, which actually includes a customer service and support like that. Like we actually give a very strong hand-holding support to a newbie to make that person or to make that seller a real experience in that particular stuff. So if you are the someone who is having no product in your industry or in the Amazon or in any kind of the e-commerce business, so we actually help them from start till end. So this is how like we are doing right now under the brand of Ecom Managers. Along with that, I also own another website that is called Ecom Stories with Raja. So Ecom Stories is actually giving the more and more information about the real heroes of e-com industry. One is in front of me, the Mr. Noam Farrar, the beard guy, and there are some other heroes as well. So I'm trying to keep shooting them and then like sharing their stories, how they build on. Like right now we have a guy who is in the e-commerce industry when there's no e-commerce, no Amazon. Noam Farrar actually see Amazon to born, and till now Amazon is making the billions and billions and becoming the wealthiest company in the world, and this is the guy who actually see Amazon to keep on growing. So that's one of the valuable thing in my eyes.
Great. Now let's talk about, I'm gonna put you on the spot for a sec, okay, because I know you're great at this. How do you find best-selling products? Where are the opportunities?
Yeah, it totally depends upon like how we're gonna criticize that particular things. When we are talking about the finding hot sellings or the high ROI products, so that actually depends upon the different values and different criteria. Like we in-house, we have the 30 to 35 different filters from there a product should be pass on. And we actually use different kind of the tools as well. Like one of them, like the most favorite and the most well-known tool, Helium 10, Viral Launch, Jungle Scout, they are the tools which actually help us to find the profitable products. And along with that, we have the our in-house manual process as well, which actually help us to find the highest ROI products. So this is how like we can find the hot selling products.
Very good. So what about your top three strategies to develop an Amazon business?
Yeah, that's the same question which I actually asked to you in my show as well.
I want to get it right back at you.
Yeah, and that episode is going to be air very soon, and I will post that in the group as well. So in my opinion, the top three strategies to build up a perfect Amazon business. So that actually conclude on the three main things. Number one is that you need to have a very unique and a value added product with you. The second thing is that like how you're going to present that particular product means your listing, how you are going to present your product in front of the potential buyers. And the third thing is that how you're going to capture the space in the mind of that particular customer, like how you're going to brand that particular product or how you're going to market that particular product. So I think so these are the top three strategies: a unique, valuable product, and what's your presentation, like how you're going to present that particular product. And the third thing is that how you're going to create a marketing strategy or a branding to give a recall value in the customers. So these are the like top three in my end.
You know, this is great because I get to interview you instead of you interviewing me. So, hey, out of everything that you've heard from the podcast, is there anything that stands out, or were there any guests that stood out in your eyes, and why?
Yeah, there are the lot of different guests who actually give me that particular kind of the stuff, and they actually stand with that particular things, right? Like I actually talk with them in the terms like what kind of the things you are actually following and what kind of the things you have right now. So there are the lot of different guests, like most favorite of which is mine, most favorite, like previously you also do the episode with that particular resident PPC person, Mr. Brian R. Johnson. My first episode is actually with Brian as well. So there are a lot of guests who actually make a lot of value in me and in the community as well. And one of that particular value is in front of me as well, Mr. Norm Furrer.
I'm going to turn red. Kelsey, now you're
seeing, all right.
You got to somehow you have to warn me. There's got to be like a button or something that you're coming on.
I know. Maybe next time we do this, we can have a little countdown thing. Yeah, but
there should be a 10, 9, 8, 7. Yeah.
There. Yeah. Kelsey's live on. Okay. Live with Kelsey.
So I do want to just do a quick shout out for the prizes today.
We've
got a bunch of different things. We got a box of chocolate. We have CO detectors. We have a cool sanitizing foam patch for your phone. $25 gift card. So we're going to put this in a giant thing and just keep picking winners throughout the show. So if you are interested, this is for U.S. residents only. And you need to put #BeardNation. So if you're watching right now, #BeardNation. We already have a couple people entering. But there's a ton of cool stuff happening. But
At the end of it, of course, we've got the biggie, which is the AirPod Pros.
Oh yes, yes.
So
too. So I think we're at that time. So thank you so much, Raja. If you have anything else to say about your business or anything,
don't you cut Raja off before I thank him.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't stop, Kelsey. Raja. Raja's frozen, I think. Anyways, Frozen Raja, thank you so much for being part of the community and coming on today.
All right. Thank you, Raja. So we have Marcia up next. So I think.
Or Marcia.
It's the debate. Well, we'll hear from her now and we'll end this thing. Marcia. Is it Marcia or Marcia?
Marcia. Spelled CIA, like Marcia on the Brady Bunch.
Perfect.
I hate when he wins.
I love when Kelsey wins. I'm always fighting for Kelsey.
Now, Marcia, yes. You have an incredible backstory. Do you want to just touch on that? Like, people don't know. They don't know. Your back. I mean, it's incredible. When we started talking and you told me, oh, I did a little of this, let's go through it. So let's start off with the chalk story.
I'd love to. I love product. I love bringing simple, affordable, effective products to market that solve ordinary problems. Back in the 1970s, my daughter was little and I didn't let her have battery toys. I believe a child's battery is up here and I wanted her to use her creativity and her mind. But back then, the only chalk that existed were the little thin sticks that came out of China and they were dusty and dirty and stained and broke and they were full of lead. So I went to a place called a library, nothing online back then, and I started to research how to make chalk. And I came up with this phenomenal formulation that's never been duplicated, and I introduced sidewalk chalk to the world. I grew it to 5 factories, 3 in China, 2 in the U.S. I was one of the first Western women to go to China in the 1980s. It was a trip of a lifetime. We sold to all the mass market, brick and mortar. I sold Walmart chain-wide when they had 66 stores, and I had to get this newfangled thing called a fax machine to accept their orders. Then on February 9th, 1990, the company had exploded. We had 72% global market share, and I sold it to the world's largest toy company. And then we put together the 6-person launch team to bring Power Rangers into our distribution system, and it went to $1 billion in 14 months. So that was kind of the...
Okay, so that was just just something common that you just said. So you sold the chalk, and by the way, I have to thank you. My my driveway was covered with your chalk many days because of Kelsey and his brothers. But you got involved with Power Rangers, and what was that? You just kind of got $1 billion in sales.
In 14 months, they opened 9 factories around the world. It was the craziest of times. All those buyers that I had worked my tail off to get a phone call to, they were now calling me begging for product, which we didn't have enough. But I learned a lot. I learned so much about consumer buying habits and demographics and how to find the right colors and the right packaging, all the old-fashioned way. The next product, Norm, that I brought to market, again, filled a need. The gel-filled wrist rest that goes in front of the keyboards and the mouse pads, I invented that product, and I licensed it globally to Case Logic out of Boulder, Colorado, and they took it national. Then I did products for companies in Montreal and Cambridge, England, and Germany and Europe. I helped a lot of people bring their products into the American market. So I was on top of the world until I fell off. I developed a deadly MRSA staph infection in the lowest part of my spine. I was fighting the battle of my life for 6 months. I had final rites twice, 6 surgeries, and had to learn to walk again. And that's when I became crazy about finding a way to kill germs that didn't use chemicals, that was all natural. And I went back to the way I know how to make product. I went back into the studies and the millennials before, and I found out the Egyptians, the Greeks, and the Romans used copper to kill germs. So I started to research that and came up with a product line and started a company called Stay Well Copper. We manufacture copper patches that go on the back of iPhones. We carry 80% of our germs on our hands. This kills 99.97% when you touch it. We touch our phone 2,714 times a day on average. And when you're using your phone, this copper is by your eyes, your nose, your mouth, the warm, moist places where germs get into your body. So we came out with our phone patch. We came out with a fabulous copper roller that you can wear around your neck. You can hook it on your keychain. You can rub it between your hands to kill germs. None of those chemical hand sanitizers. You can use it on the keypads at the bank. And to anyone today, a part of Norm's Bearded Nation, if you go to our website, staywellcopper.com, and you order a roller, I will send you a phone patch free. My gift today, just for Norm's people. But I also want to thank you and Kelsey for all you brought into my life. I'm an old brick and mortar girl. I'm the grandmother of the team today. I don't know a lot about e-commerce, but I learn every day. On October 29th, I started a promise to myself to walk every day. So I listened to podcasts while I walked to make it go faster. And somehow, Norm, I found you. I don't even know how. And I'm walking, trying to text questions, and I'm misspelling things because I'm trying to walk and text. And so I actually put 10 o'clock Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on my calendar. And I set my timer on my phone to ring so I don't miss your show. I've learned so much from Craig Darling and from Diane, the hypnotic copywriter, and from that Kevin guy who tells me about Amazon. And I can't think. I don't know all of your people yet, but I love listening. And even if I just get one nugget, it's always something that I can challenge my team with. I heard this on Norm today. What are we doing? And they all my team knows about Norm now. So we're in the process of bringing copper to the world to kill germs. All natural, no chemicals, lasts forever. And that's kind of my story. If I die with a product plan in my hand, I died very, very happy. I love bringing good product to market.
Wow. Wow. That is awesome. You know, like I said, we have so many, like the 5 people we have are all incredible. What a story. Oh, and you know what? To top everything off, Marcia, I got to love you even more. Your husband is in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
He is.
Whoop, whoop.
Go.
Canadians.
Well, go Colorado. So, they used to be the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, well, we don't talk about that here in Canada. We say Montreal Canadiens, but what the heck?
Well, yeah, we got a lot of your players back in the day.
Yes, stole them.
We love
But anyways,
so many ties to Canada. We love them very dearly. Corey Sarek, who played for the Avalanche, actually rented a house I own in Colorado when he was playing for the Avalanche and invited my husband and I down into the to the locker room. Well, Ted went into the locker room of the Avalanche. I waited outside. Yeah. But nice, wonderful people from Canada.
That's awesome. I think so. Hey, one you other thing.
Snow, you can keep the snow and cold. I'll keep my Arizona sunshine.
Gosh, I hate the snow and cold. But one other thing that I wanted to talk about, and that's understanding your product as well. Because when we were talking a little bit before the show, and I didn't know this. So you can get copper, but if you don't do your product research and you don't understand it, people will lacquer it so it, the aesthetics are beautiful. Yeah. Right. You don't want that.
My pencil holder is a Moscow Mule, beautiful copper mug, gorgeous, won't kill one single germ because the minute they lacquer it so it doesn't tarnish, they sealed in copper's ability to execute the DNA of germs. It all works by killing the DNA so it doesn't reproduce. But you don't, and all copper is not created the same. Ours is medical grade antimicrobial copper. It's made in the USA. We use 7 veterans in our assembly currently, and it's all made from recycled copper. So we're doing our best to be responsible citizens and not destroy our beautiful planet, yet keep our people clean. We have 200 people in our focus group who have used our product since March of 2018. No one has caught a cold
in not even the virus
months. Pardon?
Not even the virus?
No, no. Don't tell the FDA that because
yeah, right. We'll keep it to ourselves. Marsha, no, thank you so much.
Love to all.
It's been great. Thanks. And we'll talk to you soon, Marsha.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we have Simon. So I'll go ahead and bring Simon up on screen. There he is.
There's the man.
How the hell do you follow that?
Isn't that incredible?
I'm out of here.
$1 billion in sales from the Power Rangers. And then it was like, do you remember the gel foam wrist rests?
No.
I got about 5 of them, you know, in the back there in a drawer. But anyways, Simon, you are one of the most active people when we go live and also in the group. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am active because I don't get out much because I'm locked down. I'm in the UK. And so I run a business. I'm into my 18th year and I run, it's called Kidimoto. It's essentially a balance bike brand. We developed and created the balance bike market. When I started this, there was no one else on the planet doing balance bikes. Balance bikes are kids' bikes without pedals or stabilizers or training wheels, and they're for 2 to 5 year olds. And now there's like 1,000 competitors, and they're all like, you know, kind of similar, but I still do pretty unique ones. I make them look like motorcycles, so they're quite different. I supply pretty much every single motorcycle brand there is, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Yamaha, all of the big names I white label for them. So I also have my own brand. I'm essentially a B2B, so it's been distribution, wholesale, brick and mortar. So a little bit like Marsha, I'm relatively new to e-commerce. The demise of the high street retail has kind of pushed me into a whole new direction. My business was on a high in sort of 2015, 2016. And then 17 was a pretty dismal year. We saw one of my biggest customers, Toys R Us, they went under. And then there was a whole slew of retailers that just went under.
And, did you get nailed? When they went under, did you lose money?
We didn't. We lost money in the fact that we lost orders. But we fortunately, I didn't have any stock in there. I know people that had you know, they were just before Christmas. They were like, yeah, just send us containers in, we'll be fine. And then straight after Christmas, they shut the doors and they didn't get paid. But luckily, I didn't lose a great deal. But, you know, we lost about $1 million in sales. So, you know, that hurts.
Yeah, millions. But, that would hurt.
Yeah.
So, you know, each one of our guests so far have had these really incredible stories, you included. Let's talk about Dragon's Den. So in case you don't know, Dragon's Den started in the UK, came over to Canada, and then turned into Shark's Den. So the Dragon's Den, if you go and check it out, it's the exact same concept with some of the same people that you see from the Canadians show, like Kevin O'Leary. Now it's Shark's Den. So tell us about your experience there. That must have been a little scary.
Well, yeah, 2011 went into Dragon's Den in the UK. And, yeah, it was an interesting experience. I was offered an investment, turned it down eventually. So I didn't go into it, didn't go in with them and didn't give any of the equity away and didn't take their money. But what it did do, it gave me massive PR coverage. You know, BBC, 10 million viewers, it just cracked open the doors to every single big box retailer. And that changed the dynamic of the business for the next 6-7 years. So that kind of, it definitely opened up quite a few doors. And this is, you know, you talk about PR and it, you know, I've been doing PR forever, but that was the single biggest PR exercise that, and it still kind of works to this day. You know, it's on YouTube, it's had hundreds of thousands of views, but yeah, that particular day was, that was a turning point for us.
Wow. So from that point, getting on to e-com, so you've gone through the bricks and mortar, then you decided to go on to the e-com side of things. How did you do that?
Well, I was kind of, it was already there. I was supplying a lot of resellers. So there was an awful lot of Amazon, eBay, and all sorts of other e-commerce resellers that were my customers. And they were doing, you know, we were doing well into like $1 million in sales through resellers on Amazon. And it's like, well, if these guys can do it, why can't we do it? It's like, you know, can't be that difficult. But, you know, for years it was like, nah, it's just too difficult. Let them get on with it. It's so much easier. I'd rather have one customer that's buying hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of gear rather than having to deal with 50,000 customers that just buy one thing at a time. You know, it's much easier to do it that way. You know, one customer that buys a lot rather than lots of customers that buy one at a time.
Right.
But, you know, with the demise of retail in the high street, and you know, there's been a big shift from brick and mortar to online. It was really a kind of having to look at this and being forced to go more direct to consumer. And so I started doing that in 2019, just, you know, looking at it. It was still only about between 2-5% of our overall business, but then we had a pandemic, didn't we, which kind of forced everything to change. We had to just completely restructure what we were doing. So that was when I started looking at really upping the game on our Shopify and on Amazon. And I have to really give absolute credit to Danny McMillan, who's an absolute star. And, you know, if it wasn't for his live podcasts back in March last year, like, I would have just gone absolutely insane, I think. So I started following Danny's podcast, and that's where I saw you first, Norman. Yeah. And that's you know, so then started following you. But all of the knowledge, the information, the insights, the experts and the expertise that you and Danny share, you know, and it's just, you know, that has elevated me from zero to, you know, understanding to a certain degree how e-commerce and especially Amazon works. So now, you know, we're almost a year later, 10 months later, Amazon and my Shopify site probably equates to about 20% of our overall business. So we've gone from 2% to 20%.
Wow.
It's quite a significant increase.
And I do want to give a shout out to Danny as well, over at Seller Sessions. He has a fantastic podcast. It runs 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So you can always catch that and come over to Lunch with Norm. But anyways, he is
I listen to Danny, then I come straight over to you.
He has a wealth of knowledge. He actually encouraged me to do the podcast. I don't know if you know that, but I was on the, like I was saying, oh, yeah, we'll do some, we're just doing some YouTube stuff. And he goes, Norm, you gotta, you know, make this a podcast. And so anyways, yeah, I have a lot of respect for Danny and what he does. So I'm glad you listened to it. He's a good guy.
Yeah, no, it's great. And it's, you know, and all of the experts, you know, I've got in touch with a lot of them, and they, you know, I don't know much about anything at all. And so I kind of outsource stuff. I try to delegate as much as I possibly can. So a lot of the guys that are experts in their field, I mean, you might as well get the best of the best to do good stuff. You know, I'll never know how to do PPC. I don't want to know how to do PPC as good as the best people that know how to do PPC.
That's such a great point.
You know, I understand it. I get it. But do I want to do it? Can I do it? Am I, you know, it's just, I mean, and Amazon's so complicated and difficult. It's a pain in the ass. Get someone else to do it.
Yeah. And you can absolutely learn how to do it. If you really are expanding your sales, I take a look. Like Brian Johnson, I was talking to him the other day about certain accounts that I have. You know, he has that expertise. Or, and even if you want to learn, like we try to provide, okay, go over there and get your training. You can go over and like, I think it's a sponsored Ad Academy. Check it out. I mean, you can really learn and do it all yourself. Or you can just get a little bit of knowledge so you're aware of the direction you want to tell the expert where to go. Or you can just let the expert, you know, do it. And you got to be careful what expert, because there's a lot of experts that blow hot air.
There's a few. There's about a billion hours of YouTube hot air.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. Hot air in abundance in some cases. But anyways, sir, thank you for being part of the community and thanks for coming on to the podcast today.
No, thank you very much for having me and thanks for the wisdom and all of the knowledge bombs. There's one. There's another one.
There we go. We'll get a few of those in today. Yeah. So anyways, thank you, Simon. And keep it up. Huh? I'm always looking and I can see the knowledge or the questions coming in from you on the side. So keep that up, please. Love the engagement.
All right. Awesome. So we have one more guest left. This is Mark and I'll be bringing him up right now. There he is.
The man.
Hey. How you doing?
Good. So just before we get started, we got a bunch of giveaways today in the U.S. I know we have a fairly large international crowd, so that's cutting the size of the giveaways down. But we do have a bunch of prizes today. So Beard Nation, hashtag Beard Nations. Kelsey's coming up with an idea. He's going to interrupt me again. Yes, sir.
So one of our sponsors is Brit Treats.
Oh, Alan,
we'll get back to the interview shortly. I don't want to take away your time, Mark, but I'm just going to quickly share my screen and just show you guys what one of the giveaways.
Oh, he's got a great product. Talk about branding. Brief.
So we have our licorice giveaways. We have Brit Treats Quality Street, 1 kilogram tin gift set. We have Brit Treats 2-box set of licorice, all sorts, and a Brit Treat multi-pack selection box of British chocolate with 33 bars. So this is part of our giveaway. We're going to be giving away one of these each. So that's going to be pretty.
Yeah, I've had a few of those. I think I've added a few pounds to my waist or inches to my waist. But anyways, okay, so Beard Nation, and it's not only that, there's also a bunch of others, and Alan went to bed before I could thank him. But yeah, I really appreciate you donating those prizes to today's show. Sir.
How are we?
I see your face all over the place.
I'm waiting for a restraining order to come in the mail. I feel like I track you around a little bit, so yeah, we happen to cross paths a lot. So, till I receive that restraining order, I'm gonna keep following you.
Keep it up. So, how's it going?
Very good. How about yourself?
Doing great. Today, we were really looking forward to today's episode. I don't think like when we see these comments coming down the side and people are they're asking us some questions. Our community doesn't know. What kind of quality, like you could be a beginner, and that's what we're hoping. You can learn something from these podcasts. Yeah. You can be an intermediate seller. You can be an expert. You can be on Shopify. You could be on Amazon. You can be just a social media person, but we're trying to, give content. But when I see people that are fans, like every one of the people are incredible sellers. We had no idea when we reached out to you guys, we had no idea that, you do what you do. Hearing these stories, I'm blown away.
I'm definitely the beginner and the newbie of the group. That's for sure. But yeah, like you said, some of the stories are insane. Marsha, that blew my mind. And like, she's just lurking around here commenting. You have no idea the story behind that. And it's incredible.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your story.
I'm definitely representing the newbie of the group here by far. There's a lot of experience there, kind of a little overwhelming with everybody else. But 1 year ago, I come across Amazon. I started kind of thinking of ways. I think like a lot of Amazon newbies begin. Hey, let's find a way to kind of supplement your income, make a couple of extra dollars on the side. So how I guess come into it is I come across Project X, which seems to be Tim Jordan Project X. Yes. So I started following that. As a matter of fact, I was on the beach in Mexico when I come across this, and I spent the rest of the vacation, my wife reading next to me on the beach, and I'm consuming Project X episodes. So and then you started following up from there, learning more, how are we going to do this? Is this possible? Answering all those questions. And just like Simon, I came across you on Danny McMillan's Seller Sessions when he was doing his during the pandemic, the lock-in. He did, 50 straight shows or something like that? It was incredible. Great content. I come across you on there and been following you ever since. I eventually joined Tim with the Centurion League. Tim Jordan.
Right. Yep. And, exactly.
Well, lo and behold, you get brought in, and that was really incredible. Like I said, that's I guess a little backstory of why I follow you around a little extra there. Besides the normal Monday, Wednesday, Friday lunch with Norm.
But this is what I like to see. So, first of all, you can be, and this is what's so great about what can happen during a pandemic like this. You can either choose to take action and go and do something. And within a year, you can actually have an incredible business built up as long as the action's there. You have to have proper capital. So there's a lot of people that wave money in the air, get rich quick. You got to make sure that you have the money. I hate to see people or hear stories that people threw their last dollars in and the product didn't take off. But going and doing it, you can make money at this. You can have this. Some people, like we've talked to people on in Centurion League, that it's their side hustle. They do this, they have a full-time job, and they want to get to that next point. And we just had where somebody did, Darren. So Darren Reynolds, he just left a very good paying job because Amazon took off for him. So this is real. Yeah. And it is something that you can listen to this podcast, or you can listen to other people's podcasts like Seller Sessions, and, you know, take up a mastermind and, you know, you get that knowledge. One of the things I would highly recommend for those of you that haven't, maybe to check it out, but, you know, make sure that you have a proper course or something that can give you the ins and outs of Amazon first before you just jump into it. Because, you know, we try to give you the best content possible here, but there's a lot of stuff out there that I heard something the other day about giving incentivized reviews or giving out product. It was a giveaway to get incentivized reviews. And I'm sitting there going, anybody listening to this is going to get killed. And believe it or not, that I think that was on Clubhouse, which is, you know, a brand new platform. Yeah. Anybody can talk on it. And anyways, we have to be careful. The main thing is I'm really happy that you're part of this community and you're learning. So why don't we talk a little bit more about what you've done? So you hear a few people here. How did you build your business over the last year?
Yeah, it's one of those things you take bits and pieces from everybody. There's a, you know, a bazooka, a goal, a nugget, whatever you want to call it. People are dropping them all over the place. So, you know, starting fresh from nothing, essentially is what I did. I could kind of build my business using what made sense to me and kind of take, you know, nuggets from one person with nuggets from another person. I launched my first product in August. So we are a little over 5 months I have been since I launched my original project. Unfortunately, I was out of stock for two of those months. Supply chain, it was just a little bit more successful than I had anticipated, which is a good problem, but in Amazon, not such a great problem. But we are actually, with being in stock 3 out of 5 months, I'm nearing 6-figure in sales. So I've had some really good success. And now, like you said previously, it's kind of scaling. What are we going to do now? And, you know, what's the next step? So, you know, we're looking at, you know, additional products. I'm going to add a variation of my original product, which should be launching once it gets through customs, hopefully here in the next month or so. And then it's, you know, building onto more, you know, building onto your brand, start building the brand. So that's really kind of been the mindset over the past, let's just say this, my mindset changed from, let's just make a couple extra bucks here and there. Let's do a side gig to, okay, let's build a brand here. You know, Joe Valley on the other day.
Yeah.
Let's think about selling the thing. What's going to happen down the road? Let's kind of back it up a little bit here. And it's really come from, you know, we could actually make a business and this could be a livelihood, or, you know, it could be, be a future here.
Right. And, you know, I've heard more success stories coming out of Amazon. So I'll hear people say, oh, you know, this is just, you know, it's get rich quick. It's this, it's that. If you put your mind and effort and you get the product, you do your proper research. It's very simple to do proper research, right? Competitive research. You can compete with anything on Amazon. If you take the packaging side and the perceived value side, you can get probably more than the average person out there. And then if you drive traffic to your listing or use PPC, you get sales. And it's really a beautiful perpetual cycle once you get into the swing of things. So anyways, I'm glad you're involved with it. And, you know, man, you're crushing it, you know, having that many sales right now in such a short period of time. So
Very good. Thank you. It's, like I said, you're big, you and your part, the community, huge part of that, you know, along with the Centurion League and Tim, which I know you don't plug anything, but I'll go ahead and do that for you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mark. So Kelsey, can we bring everybody back on just for a sec?
Yeah. Let me just get everyone.
Man, everybody's still there. Woo-hoo.
There we go.
Okay. First of all, is there anything any of you want to ask? Any questions for Kelsey or myself? Not sure if there is. If it's not, we'll just move over to the prizes.
I didn't know what the Centurion League was, but I see Kelsey gave me a quick answer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, Tim Jordan and I, everything about the Centurion League right now, you'll see Tim. It was Tim's group. About last month, a month before, he asked if I wanted to join it. And so we're building out a new platform, and it's really a very inexpensive platform to get extra mentoring. So you can come in eight times a month, get Monday phone calls, our Q&A, and then we have guests, or we try to dig into strategies every Thursday. So anyways, it's right now it's $99 a month, which is very inexpensive compared to other groups out there. We don't want to gouge people. So if you want to go one step further, check it out. But yeah, we don't typically talk about the Centurion League, although once it gets up and it's ready and the new group is ready to go, I'll be talking to it a bit more. But it's a good group. Mark's here. He knows what we do every week.
Great community. Great group.
Well, yeah. I want to also thank everybody. I see all of you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your comments. But I know you, and I'm excited to get to know you more. And I want to thank you for your stories you shared. I love everybody on the planet has a great story.
Isn't it great?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys. You blew me away, every single one of you, and I'm sure the group in general, and I know there's a whole bunch of others here that have great stories as well, but man, you blow me away, all of you. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being part of the community. You know, we really appreciate your support, and we appreciate who you are. It's great.
Yeah. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
There's a common theme here that these guys, there's ambition, there's passion, you know what I mean? You've got Marcia, there's resilience, it's kind of just, you know, amazing group of guys. And thank you, Norm, for bringing everyone together. And, the stuff that you do is amazing. It is awesome.
Hey, we appreciate it. We couldn't do this without you guys. So, all right, guys, let's get to the wheel of Kelsey, unless he's going to interrupt me again.
So before that, we just had me and Simon were talking beforehand. We think it's kind of a cool idea to kind of have like a little case study with the Lunch with Norm podcast. Okay. So Simon actually has started a business, or it's in the works.
But yeah, I've got my established brand that's been around forever, but I started up a new brand. It's not a brand at the moment. A brand is, as you know, is something that people recognize and know. I've got a product that has a logo on it that's trademarked, and I intend to make it into a brand and use e-commerce as the method to the channel to get that to the consumer. And it's going to be a start to exit project. So this is now... There is an exit strategy. I'm working back. I've set up the entity, the Amazon account, eBay account, Shopify, Facebook. All of it is all completely set up and ready to go.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be quite happy for you to use it as a study and to watch how it sort of unfolds over the next year or two.
Cool.
That is incredible. Very cool. I can't wait to see those results.
Yeah. So we're going to bring Simon back on maybe in 6 months from now.
Yep.
And my phone's going off. And bring him back 6 months from now and check in and see how he's doing, what actions he's taking. But yeah, let's get to some prizes. Raja, you're frozen again, I think.
His new name, Frozen Raja.
Frozen. All right, so let's get to the giveaways. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 giveaways. And I'll go ahead and share my screen.
Okay.
Just bear with me. Wheel of Names.
Wheel of Kelsey.
Wheel of Kelsey. We need a little song to this.
We have to ask your brother.
All right, so we got a bunch of people here. And we'll start. One. So the first prize will be for the Brit Treat chocolate tin.
Cool.
And here we go. So 3, 2, 1.
And remember, we are doing the draw for the AirPods right after this. Oh,
okay.
There we go. Mara. Chocolates.
All right, Mara. Okay. All right. Next for the licorice set from Brit Treats.
Tony Sagar.
Tony.
All right.
Okay.
So he was listening today. There we go.
Yeah, he did a comment. All right. Kathleen is going to win the big box of chocolate, the 33 set.
Ooh.
Okay. And for the CO detectors.
Very cool product.
We've got Rad. So thank you,
Josh. Awesome, Rad. The odds are getting better every time.
Okay. Chigar.
Congratulations.
Okay. And for the copper patch, Marsha, if you get this, we'll
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. There we go. Okay.
Spin again so I can give it to someone.
Yeah. Okay, Lisa. Lisa Kinski from Novaland.
Good.
Okay. And then.
I don't think you have to spin Tom. No, just do it. Just do it. We want to see if Tom wins.
All right. There. Let's see. Who will it be? Perfect. We got
Tom. Congrats, Tom. We didn't know.
Tom will receive a $25 Amazon gift card from our guest here, Mark.
Hey, so, Nathan. Was Nathan part of that?
Oh, I think we missed Nathan. We'll add something for Nathan too.
Okay.
Why don't I give Nathan a phone patch? Because I was going to give away two.
Okay. There you go. This is, and that's pretty cool. Again, I was talking to Marsha just before this, and some of the products she has is awesome. All right, guys. So now it's the big draw.
So this one, I had to go in before. So we have the winner. It automatically splits a person out.
Kelsey.
I tried to reach out to see if the person wants to disclose his name, because all we have is an email.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard anything back from him. But if he or she does want to disclose their name, I'll give it. But it's an email that starts with back to me. So if your email starts with back to me at something, 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 that is the winner. I reach out to them, so we're going to be in contact with them and give that away. So congratulations, back to me, and that is the winner.
Very good.
I'll do this again in the future, maybe a couple of months from now. Thank you to everyone who participated. We had over 350 people do the contest, so that's awesome. It's the first time we've done a big giveaway like this
before. Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay, look at that. We're even pretty close to on time. My gosh. Yeah. I see somebody in the background there.
Hello.
Woo, let's go. All right, everybody. So we got to do this again. And just again, the Beard Nation. There we go. The Beard Nation. This is the community we're building. Incredible entrepreneurs. People that are just starting their businesses, let us know. Ask us questions. We want to help you. So, and guess what? We're not asking for anything. We're not asking for you to pay anything. It's free advice. So if you have, questions for us, just go into the group, ask questions, and you'll have not just me, all these experts and so many more people that can help you out. So that note, I think that's it. Guys, thank you for being on.
Thank you.
Great
job.
No.
Thanks for everything.
See you later. See you, Frozen Raj.
All right. There we go.
Okay. So that was great. All right. So that's it for today's podcast. Do you have anything to add, sir?
Okay. Before you interrupt me. Next week we have for Monday, we have Ryan Kramer coming on from Ping Pong Payments. He's going to be talking about selling on international marketplaces and hidden fees and how to get on top on that. Okay. So that's our next episode. We have our Patreon that we started. If you want to buy us a monthly cup of coffee, we also, the highest tier that you can do is $20 a month, and we'll give you a mug when that comes in. Mark, actually, I'm going to throw you back in if you want to show off your mug.
Oh, you got one. Very good.
Yeah, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee. So thank you, Mark. And yeah, so we got a bunch of fun stuff. We're hoping to do more contests, make it a real community. And yeah, I want to say personally thank you to the Beard Nation, everyone that's joined on the group, who's watched an episode, who's commented, liked, shared. It's all been awesome. This is our first time doing it. We've never done this before. And COVID kind of started this little project of ours. So it's kind of cool to see how far it's come. And yeah, thank you guys.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Kelsey. There we go.
Thank you.
It's a lot of thanking today. Thank you. Thank you. Anyways, hey, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Guys, we said it a million times today. We couldn't have done this without you. Our community's growing every single day. We've got tons of experts that are answering your questions. It's not just Amazon. It's online, any type of online selling, social media, digital marketing, you name it, building your brand, just inspirational stories. Check out the Beard Nation. Keep, the podcast is every week. We do it, even if it runs on a holiday. So check us out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Guys, enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you next time. Entrepreneur.